Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1989, Bruce Sentman Jr.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a small engine and lawnmower repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 42,961 square feet, more or less, land lying southeast of Road 328, Sheep Pen Road, 250 feet northeast of Road 410, Godwin School Road. The 911 address is 24230 Sheep Pen Road, Millsboro, Delaware. The tax map ID is 133, map 16, parcel 73.03. The applicant did provide a survey and site plan for this application. I will provide that to the commission members at this time. We did receive comments from a couple of agencies, first one being from the Department of Transportation. They submitted comments in the form of a support facilities report on April 8, 2014. They referenced that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service A of Sheep Pen Road will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division in the form of a memorandum on July 7, 2014, and they reference that this project is not located in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that the site is located in the town of Dagsborough growth area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the site is not located in an area where the county will provide sewer service, that the applicant can contact the town of Millsboro for information relating to sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received a letter in support from Brian McManus, Director of Operations for Lennar Homes at Plantation Lakes, a residential planned community in the town of Millsboro. Gentlemen, that's all I've received to date on this application.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Schrader. Who's here representing this application? I'm sorry. Come on ahead.
Dennis, you almost got an ad.
When was hired you, Dennis?
I almost gave you a job. I'm sorry. My apologies. I was. They were on the on deck circle. I thought he was next. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My name's Bruce Sentman, and I'm wanting to do conditional use. I have a small engine business Monday through Friday at nights and Saturdays.
All right, sir. I know that you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. If you have something to add, we'd be happy to listen, or we can just ask a few questions.
I have nothing to add.
All right, sir. Well, we'll start with Mr. Ross.
Yes, Mr. Sentman. Do you have any employees? Do you have employees?
No, there won't be any employees.
So, do you live at the location?
Yes.
And you own the house? Or you?
Yes, I own the house.
And you have no employees?
I have no employees.
Okay. Is a conditional use required?
I would direct that question to our esteemed counsel.
That's one of the home occupations.
Yeah, I guess, Mr. Lank.
It's not a home occupation.
It's not one of the
it's
listed.
Not considered. Okay. That's why
I didn't know what the history of it. Was there a violation or was it?
You just built your house. And he built an accessory building to be able to work on his lawnmowers and may have applied before he actually built the house. I'm not sure. The garage that you're using, you just finished, right?
Yes.
Well, I guess you're here, so why not? You said Monday through Friday and Saturday, so I take it your hours would be different on Saturday than Monday through Friday?
It'd be all day on Saturday. Monday through Friday, just be at nights after 5:30 when I get off work.
Okay. Did you get that? Are you going to do all the repairs inside the garage there, or are there going to be repairs outside as well?
Right outside the door if I need to run something, but everything will be kept inside at night.
Okay, you're just going to test the equipment outside?
Yes.
Will you be having any mowers for sale, mowers that people have decided not to repair and you went ahead and repair?
No
sales? Will there be any inoperable mowers stored on the site?
Yes, till they're repaired.
And just ones you're working?
Yes.
And you're doing just lawn mowers only, or any other equipment or motorcycle?
It's lawn mowers, generators, lawn equipment.
Generators, that's a little different. The generators will be just these small?
Yeah, just a small handheld consumer.
Would you have a place for your waste oil and waste disposal? Do you have someone to pick up any oils and stuff that you might collect?
No, I don't have anybody to pick it up. I just take it to the state thing where recycling stuff is.
So you collect it and dispose of it?
Yes, I collect and dispose of it.
Okay. Do you require a sign? You're allowed a 4x8 sign? Would you want a sign?
If I could.
Would you like to light that sign?
Yes.
Okay. And then I think that's all we need. I'm good, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Sentman. Insofar as a dumpster, if you put a dumpster on the site, would you be willing to screen that dumpster from neighboring views, put up something like a fence?
Yes, but I won't have a dumpster anymore than a residential trash can.
Okay.
Yeah.
And insofar as neighbors, have you spoken with any of your neighbors about this? It's located pretty far from your dwelling.
Dickie Smith, that owned the property that I bought it off of, I let him know what I was doing before I bought the property, and he was all right with it. And then I talked to Director of Plantations, and he was for it.
Mm-hmm. So when you saw all these people here tonight, you were shocked that they were had an interest in your...
I figured something major was going on.
And every one of them is going to want to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Smith.
You're welcome, Mr. Smith. Mr. Johnson, please.
Could you be more specific about your hours of operation? You say after 5:30 when you get home from work, but are you talking about...
Till about 9 o'clock. About 9 o'clock.
Till 9 o'clock.
Yeah, nothing really.
So 9 o'clock is good for you?
Yes.
And what about on Saturdays?
It'd be like 8 to 5 or 8 or a little bit later.
Okay. Because one of the things that we're able to do is part of a conditional use application is impose certain conditions, you know, like the hours of operation, like, you know, the signage, et cetera. So that's why I asked that. I know the adjoining property that's still owned by the Smiths used to have horses. What impact do you think your small engine repair might have on horses?
They don't have their horses anymore. It's just
they don't
have a pasture.
Right.
I don't think it'd bother them because it's not going to be much noise.
Now, were those trees, are they on your property or their property?
Their property.
Their property. Because I noticed that formed somewhat of a barrier between the two properties.
Yes, there's trees along the back of my property.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Burton.
I understand the application and have no questions.
Okay, Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1989, Bruce Sentman, Jr.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1989? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none. Oh, I'm sorry. You want to speak in opposition, sir?
Not exactly. It's kind of a neutral question.
Sir, you have to
sir,
come
you
up.
Have to come up and give come up front. Come up front and give us your name and
we need to get everything on the record, so we need you at the microphone so that it'll pick up.
My question is not for or against. This is a small engine, and I wondered if there is a criteria that the commission has predetermined that identifies the size of a small engine.
We don't have one that's predetermined, but as one of the commissioners said, the commission has the ability to impose conditions on an application, and that's the type of thing based on what's said during the hearing that the commission, if it's going to look favorably on it, would impose that type of condition. The types of repairs, where they could occur, the hours, as you heard, they could occur if they're inside, outside, that type of thing. Sure, it's not a defined term in the zoning code, if that's what your question is.
We need your name for the record, please.
Thomas DeLuzio.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Anyone else? Okay, there being no others, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.